VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States is asking Turkey for any audio and video relating to the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The president says he's not sure if it exists, but if it does, the U.S. wants to see it. Saudi officials have denied Turkish claims that Khashoggi was killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate. The president yesterday warned against a rush to judgment, and while calling Saudi Arabia a key customer of military hardware, says he wants to know what happened.
Where is the fault? And we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back from the region and says the Saudis know how seriously the president's taking this. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There's been a deadly attack at a vocational college in Crimea. A top Russian official there says 18 people were killed by gunshots and more than 40 were wounded after the explosion and mass shooting. The official says the attacker was a student at the college, which is located in the Black Sea city of Kerch. The attacker reportedly killed himself. One student said the shooting went on for at least 15 minutes. Afghan lawmaker Abdul Jabbar Qahraman was killed Wednesday when a bomb exploded under his office chair. He was a candidate in this week's parliamentary elections. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the murder. British Prime Minister Theresa May opened a Brexit summit Wednesday in Brussels. She is trying to convince fellow European Union leaders that her plans for a friendly divorce are not dead. The EU has called for her to create a new plan with a different approach. Britain is scheduled to leave the EU on March 29th. Demonstrators gathered outside the summit demanding that Brexit be stopped. This is VOA News. Tensions are rising in the Middle East after a rocket attack from Gaza on a residential area of southern Israel. Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israeli medics say a woman and her three children, whose home in Beersheba was struck, are being treated for shock after they fled to their shelter upon being awoken by warning sirens. The woman's swift response likely saved their lives, as the home was destroyed and debris scattered throughout the street. In response, and after days of rising tensions, Israeli jets have pounded Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry says a militant was killed inside one of the posts targeted, and three other people were wounded.
In Zimbabwe, an inquiry into the cause of at least seven deaths in a post-election protest has begun. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa appointed the independent commission, which is headed by former South African President Halema Mohlante. It has 3 months to bring closure to the shootings in which at least seven protesters were killed and dozens of people were injured. The opposition protesters were in the streets demanding the release of Zimbabwe's July presidential election results. The government says police were overwhelmed, so it called in the army, which has been silent on who was responsible for the killings.
Activists in Malawi are protesting the construction of a statue of independence leader Mahatma Gandhi. The statue is being erected in the commercial capital Blantyre as part of a deal for India to build a $10 million convention center. A group of protesters says the statue is an insult to Malawians and Africa because of racial slurs Gandhi made as a young man. Correspondent Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Gandhi's racial slurs were documented in letters the Indian leader wrote as a young man while living in South Africa in the late 1800s. In the letters, Gandhi referred to Africans, savages, and kafirs, an insulting term for black Africans when comparing them with the Indian population. Gandhi's relatives and supporters note that the comments were common parlance at the time and that he made no similar slurs in later life.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday welcomed Vietnam's release of dissident blogger Nguyen Ngoc Nhu Quyen, also known as Mother Mushroom. She had been in prison for 2 years on charges of defaming Vietnam's communist government. The State Department said she's traveling now to the United States with her family. After her arrest in October 2016, she was sentenced to 10 years in prison. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.